Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
All right, how can we help you? You're looking for a guy named Keith?
Yes, we were like really kicking it, having a good time, and all of a sudden, he's ghosted me. Like, I don't know where dude is at. He's really missing.
No, okay, so he's just missing. What happened the last time that you guys hung out?
Well, I mean, the last time we hung out, we was at my place. Mm-hmm. I cooked. I think I might have made him a little sick, though. Mm-hmm.
You think you might have made him a little sick with your cooking?
What'd you cook?
Yeah, well, look, a few minutes after he had ate, he ran to the bathroom, and his energy, it just, like, shifted after that. Like, he was really weird. He wasn't himself, and I just feel like he thinks I'm a shitty cook. Like, I think he feel like that.
What did you cook?
I cooked some lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough dish to make.
Yeah.
If you're not if you don't cook every day, if you're, you know, lasagna's difficult.
Is lasagna like one of your specialties or?
No, I'm a takeout girl. I'm not going to lie. I ordered takeout, but I was trying to impress him. So I made the lasagna. I literally looked this up on YouTube. Like, I'm literally on YouTube looking like an idiot.
Sounds like me.
So the last time you saw him, you cooked a lasagna that you've never cooked before. You got a recipe off of YouTube. And you said that you saw him run to the bathroom after he ate and his energy shifted after the date. And since then, he hasn't called you.
Correct.
And
why are you calling us?
I know. What are you, I mean, do you think there's going to be another reason?
He know I was trying to impress him. So why would you even like ghost me if you know like I'm trying to make you happy? I'm trying to cook dinner. He knew okay. I was looking up recipes. Like, come on, like it ain't that deep. He could have just been like, you know what, baby, next time we just go out to eat or something. You didn't have to just ghost me.
Okay, that's a very fair point.
Man.
Let's say for some reason, like if he's like, yeah, it's definitely the cooking. Would you be willing to maybe do cooking classes or something? Maybe you guys could do it together as a date. That could be the date.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for that. Like, I like this guy, so I'm trying to impress him. And I don't mind taking a cooking class or something like that. You know,
okay.
Maybe his mom can teach me how to make his favorite dish. I don't really give a fuck. I was trying to be nice.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, well, Natasha, just hang on the phone. Stay quiet. I think we can make this work. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Keith?
Yeah, it's Keith. What's going on?
Oh, perfect. Keith, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain really quickly why we're calling you, sir?
Yeah, I'm not interested, man. I'm good.
What? You don't even know what the hell we're calling you for. Can I explain? No. So we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to it's a girl that you know. She gave us your number, and she wants us to ask you out on a date. I'm going to tell you her name, so if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But if you do agree to go on a date with this girl, we'll let you decide what you can do for a date. Like, you can pick the restaurant, you can pick the day, the time. Well, you can pick your favorite place, and you'll be eating and drinking for free. Just see if you guys get along and hit it off.
Oh, if it's free, then I'm down.
All right.
You should have started with free.
All right.
Yeah, Ramiro.
All right. Okay, so here we go. So the girl, her name is Natasha?
Oh, hell no. No. Hell no.
No. Okay, so.
No way.
We kind of thought you were going to say that. And she wants you to know that if it's because of her cooking, we can work on it.
Bro, I'm going to hit you right there. This motherfucker cannot cook.
Right.
We heard.
Yes. So she said she's willing to, take cooking classes, or maybe that could be your date, like a cool couples cooking class.
Bro, that ain't even going to work. Did she tell you about the lasagna?
She did tell us about the lasagna, yes.
Bro, she made that lasagna. When I tell you, I ran to the bathroom and my brain down.
Yes. And that's a fixable thing. Like, she tried to make an effort to make a lasagna. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that'll help her. I don't know if a class will help her. It was, dude, have you ever ate something and immediately went to the bathroom?
Never.
I'm talking about immediately one bite, bro. I was all on myself. And I'm at her house. You know how embarrassing that is?
Yes.
But the lasagna was bad, but that's not the main reason I don't want to see her anymore.
There's something worse than you take
your pants
after you ate lasagna.
So I'm over a place after I get to using the bathroom. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm not snooping, but her text went off, like a message or something. Her phone looked up and I looked over her phone and it was a picture of me and her. But I don't remember ever taking a picture with her, at least not that picture.
Okay.
So I was going to say something, but dude, I've been sitting for hours, so I forgot to bring it up.
For hours.
Okay.
And then so I went home, had the shit again. I'm on the toilet. I'm scrolling through her Facebook and looking through her old pictures.
Yeah.
And I found the picture on her phone. But the picture is of her and her ex-boyfriend on a vacation. Yep. And she takes my face and puts it on the fucking boyfriend's body.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Can't be true. How do you know that for a fact?
First of all, this dude ripped. Mad muscles. I got dad bod. I got titties, yo.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Natasha's on the phone, Keith. Natasha, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. And stop. Like, you need to stop. Like, no, that never happened. He don't know what the you talking about. Like, you need to stop.
Hey, look, that lasagna messed my damn stomach up, but not my eyes. That was not my body. And she got to admit, yo, she put that shit on her boyfriend Derek's face.
Natasha, did you put Keith's face on somebody else's body?
Yes, it's his face on Derek's body.
I'm telling you, dude, it's crazy. Like, this dude is jacked. I'm talking about he got muscles.
But why did you do that?
First of all, why are you all on my Facebook page and being nosy, going through my phone? Like, is we that serious to where you're willing to pick up my phone?
I didn't go through your phone. It's a lock screen.
You had no reason to be picking up my phone. Why would you pick up my phone in the first damn place? I'm not picking up your phone. I was trying to make you dinner. I was being nice on YouTube and shit. Like, are you crazy?
Yo, first of all, who learned how to cook on YouTube? That shows she crazy.
Is the thought process that you wish Keith had your ex-boyfriend's body?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. My ex-body is banging. Like, he has it in. You know, he can do some work on his shit. Like, he need to go to the gym or whatever. You know, he can fix it. My ex-boyfriend, his personality sucks. You know, you can't fix that.
Keith is so weird. Keith is better looking, but the boyfriend has the better body. So you were just creating the perfect man. And then making it your lock screen.
Because that's not weird.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my lock screen, right? I'm going to take your face, your sister titties, and your friend Heather's ass, and I'll make a perfect woman.
Oh, wow. God. Yeah, don't f***ing even play like that, Keith.
Oh, no, that's f***ed up, but your picture fine. Yeah. I love Keith, you fine.
Listen.
All right, Keith. F*** you, Keith. I don't think you get it. But it's okay.
Hold on. But listen, okay. How about you remove that picture from your lock screen? That'll be the first thing, Natasha. And then we pretend it never happened. And then we do a cooking class or a nice restaurant meal or, you know, Uber Eats. I know somebody who delivers for Uber Eats. They could bring you a nice meal. Big shout out to Melissa.
Love Uber Eats drive.
So what about that, Keith?
Nah, this chick crazy as fuck, bro. And she gave me diarrhea. I'm good, man.
All right, Keith, you could go to hell. Like, I'm glad it made you shit yourself. F*** you.
That's cool. Your sister still got big titties.
What?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. Get up crew at hot 96.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.